This is VOA News. Dear Rebecca.
Women. The U.S. said on Saturday it had ordered all of its non-essential diplomats and their families to leave Ethiopia as Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed urged people to make sacrifices to fend off rebels threatening to advance on the capital. Nine rebel groups said on Friday they would join forces in an alliance built around the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which has been locked in a year-long war that has killed thousands and pushed many more into famine-like conditions. Abiy sent troops into Tigray in November last year to topple the TPLF, accusing them of attacking military bases. Saudi Arabia, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and other countries have also urged their people to leave Ethiopia in the past week. Glasgow faced a second day of protests on Saturday, where thousands turned up as part of a global mobilization against what campaigners say is a lack of urgency to address global warming at a UN climate summit. Delegates from nearly 200 countries are in Scotland to hammer out how to meet the Paris Agreement goals of limiting temperature rises to between 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius. Over 90 people were killed and more than 100 injured in the capital of Sierra Leone late on Friday when a fuel tanker exploded following a collision, local authorities said. Fuel still appeared to be leaking from the wrecked tanker on Saturday morning as police and soldiers tried to clear large crowds of onlookers from the street. And Australia reached on Saturday a full inoculation rate of 80% of those aged 16 and older, which the Prime Minister called a magnificent milestone on the path to becoming one of the world's most vaccinated countries. This is VOA News. Four women have been killed in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif, a spokesman for Afghanistan's Taliban government said Saturday, as local sources identified at least one of the victims as a rights activist. Two suspects have been arrested after the four bodies were found at a house in the city, the Interior Ministry spokesman said. He said the arrested people have admitted in initial interrogation that the women were invited to the house by them. Further investigations are underway, and the case has been referred to the court. The spokesman did not identify the victims, but sources told AFP that one of the dead was a women's rights activist and university lecturer. Three sources told AFP that they had heard the women received a call that they thought was an invitation to join an evacuation flight and were picked up by a car, only to be found dead later. Meantime, the Taliban's leaders have insisted that their fighters are not authorized to kill activists and have promised that any who do will be punished. Pfizer says its experimental pill for COVID-19 cut rates of hospitalization and death by nearly 90% among patients with mild to moderate infections. The company announced Friday it will soon ask the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and international regulators to authorize its pill, which is taken twice a day for 5 days. A similar pill from competitor Merck is currently under FDA review and was cleared Thursday by UK regulators. Drug makers around the world have been racing to develop an easy-to-use pill to blunt the effects of COVID-19. All therapies now authorized in the U.S. require an IV or injection. Chinese President Xi Jinping, the uncontested leader of the world's most populous nation, heads a pivotal meeting of the ruling party's top figures next week. It will set the tone for his bid for long-term rule. One of Spain's busiest airports, Palma de Mallorca, was forced to close for nearly 4 hours after dozens of passengers ran off when their plane made an emergency landing, authorities say. Mallorca police later rounded up 12 people who fled the plane in what appears to be an elaborate stunt by would-be migrants. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.